Hi, my name is Brittany Mitchell. In the last episode, I talked briefly about running down to the GNC to get essential oils was the worst decision I could have made. Today, I'm going to explain why that was a bad decision so you can avoid making the same mistakes I made. If you're just joining us, please go back and listen to the episode 1 to get the full story. So why was buying essential oils from a retail store such a bad idea? Much like a lot of you, I didn't know any better, nor did I have anyone supporting me, educating me on essential oils. There is definitely a learning curve. I also learned while researching that the FDA has very little standard for distillation of essential oils, and that only 5% of that bottle has to have essential oils in them. They can use virtually anything else to fill up that bottle, including, but not limited to, chemicals and synthetic essential oils, which are man-made oils. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that to a natural product? Plus, if you're using a natural product, it defeats the purpose because it's just putting chemicals right back into your body. Here's how essential oils are graded. Grade A are genuine therapeutic grade, made from organically grown plants distilled at proper temps. Grade B are food grade. These contain synthetics, pesticides, fertilizers, and chemical extenders. Grade C are perfume oils, typically what you find on the shelves of a health food store, like I did at the GNC. They usually contain solvents. Companies use that to get a higher yield on essential oils. Grade D is called floral water. After all the essential oil is pulled out, the leftover water or trash water is sold to companies who then fill 5% of their bottle with this water and the rest with the carrier oil and label it pure and all natural or organic. They are able to do this because in the United States, there is no rating system or labeling laws regarding the essential oils. The closest we get to an FDA requirement that's in order to label a bottle of essential oil, pure or therapeutic grade, the contents must contain at least 5 to 10% essential oil. That means that the other 90 to 95% can be solvents, chemical extenders, carriers, or who knows what else. In the essential oil community, you get what you pay for. I discovered I was going to need some help from someone that had more experience than I did and was using a company that made essential oils that I could trust to not harm me. Therefore, I kept digging to see what I could find. I ran across a blog post and decided this was the person I was going to trust. She had everything I felt like I needed, including a community where I could learn how to use essential oils. The only way I could get into this community was to purchase through a certain company. I ended up researching the company and determined it was my best option. I purchased a kit through this lady. The cool thing about all of this now is the lady is one of my really good friends, and we talk almost daily. She pushes me to do hard things I normally shy away from, so I ended up with new friends, the best essential oils on the market, and an amazing education that was not found anywhere else.